This is Enterprise Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today on the program, we're speaking with Ori Krug, founder of Ori Krug, Inc. She is an award-winning board-certified dance movement therapist who helps individuals and couples who have experienced trauma repair their damaged relationships. And Ori, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, our pleasure. Thanks for your time as well. So tell us, why can dance or movement therapy succeed where traditional talk therapy may not? And can it be effective to do both? Let's start things off with that today.
Traditional talk therapy can be helpful and effective, but for people who've experienced trauma, which is at least 50 to 60% of the population, dance therapy is often more effective. So through a specialized movement process to heal trauma, dance therapy can access trauma memories stored inside the nonverbal brain, which includes the amygdala and the hippocampus. And it can rewire the nervous system by creating new neural pathways and changing old stuck behaviors. And we've actually seen that brain mapping research shows that the left hemisphere of our brain, which is the part that's in charge of verbal language and has the ability to make logical sense of any situation. People also may know it as the prefrontal cortex. This part of the brain is the less dominant hemisphere when trauma and major stress occurs. And it can shut down or go offline during a traumatic event, which is why talk therapy is often limited in helping people resolve their trauma, even through cognitive behavioral therapy and awareness and positive thinking and journaling. And it's also crucial that for healing trauma, we move our bodies for optimal growth and to break old patterns, especially in relationships, because movement is the vehicle for which we express ourselves and communicate to others. So I'll give an example to paint a picture here. One couple that I'm working with now, they did traditional talk therapy in the form of couples counseling, but it didn't work for them. And now that I'm working with them, I can see very clearly why, because we have had several sessions where they check in, they tell me about how their week went, and they're all of a sudden in circling around this loop of, this is why we got into an argument. It's because you said this. No, it's because you said that. And no matter how nicely they try to rearrange their words or change their tone, it always ends up in the same circle. And these are actually the perfect moments and opportunities that I love, where I get to gently interject and redirect them to connect to their bodies through movement instead. And in the last session with them, I noticed that during their argument, one of the partners looked really stiff and tense. So I asked him, "What do you feel in your body right now?" And that was hard for him to connect at first, but with my guidance, he noticed he was feeling a lot of tension. And so I asked him then to allow his body to move with that tension, which he understood what that meant at this point of our work together. And when he did, he began to cry, and he shared with his wife that he felt sad and hopeless about this issue they were arguing about. And all of a sudden, she softened up too and had much more compassion for him. She was more willing to touch him and allow him to touch her, which was a monumental transformational moment, because in their relationship, he usually suppresses and hides his emotions, which makes her resentful and feel like he doesn't care. And that's created a huge wall between them and their freedom and ability to be sexually intimate. So without connecting to the body and moving these emotions together, I don't believe that they would have had this incredible breakthrough that's really shifted their relationship so far.
Well, that is one fine example right there on how it works, and a beautiful moment for sure. Now, there may be an overlap here, but I wanted to ask you this. Why is it specifically effective when one of the people in the couple has experienced some type of trauma? Get into that if you would.
Yeah. So in addition to the parts of the brain that shut down, there's more science behind this. Trauma makes us overreactive and hypersensitive to threats of danger that aren't actually often present. I always like to say it's like having an alarm system for your home that's overly sensitive. And even when there's someone walking 500 feet outside of your house, the vibrations of those footsteps sets off the alarm, calls the police, and makes a huge deal out of something that was never actually dangerous because that person walking by never intended to break into your home. And this is an example of how the nervous system becomes wired after trauma. Maybe your partner accidentally gives you the wrong look, or they don't text you back for an hour, and all of a sudden your inner alarm system goes into fight, flight, freeze, and shutdown response. And maybe you explode on your partner, or you shut them out for days for what feels like no rational reason. And these are things that feel huge in the moment, but often the partner who exploded or shut down in the moment of conflict usually finds themselves in a pile of regret later on, because once their rational brain comes back online, they can more rationally look back at the situation and think, why did I overreact so badly? Why did I say those things? Like, I don't want to say those things. And I did it again. And this is the ultimate mind-body struggle of a trauma survivor who feels no control over their reactions and impulses in an otherwise loving and healthy relationship. But this issue can be rewired and resolved with the right approach. So I worked with another couple who had an incredible breakthrough in session where I had them embody and move the way that they typically blamed each other. So when I present this in session with couples, generally they might aggressively gesture towards each other, or maybe they get closer to each other's faces. The prompt is pretty open-ended. So with this one couple, the woman was being so aggressive in her movements towards her partner that he looked legitimately scared. And he started to cry. And I promise I don't make all the men cry in my program, but it does happen more than I expected it to. So anyway, she started feeling horrible and realized that the way she had been acting towards her partner is the same way her abusive mother acted towards her father, which she promised herself she never do. Like, right, I'm never going to become like my mom, never going to do that. And in that moment, he also got triggered by his childhood trauma where he used to get blamed unfairly and aggressively. And this was the biggest reason why they were bumping heads so much in their relationship and acting more out of fear and resentment than love and compassion, because trauma was hijacking their own bodies and their relationship before that breakthrough we had in my program.
Definitely some interesting feedback on that. Now, you base your dance movement therapy practice on neuroscience. Does that give you a competitive advantage over other therapists in the space?
I think it definitely can. Most dance therapists specifically aren't trained deeply in the neuroscience of trauma and the nervous system, and especially not within relationships or couples work. That being said, if you look online right now, and I feel specifically at Instagram, there are a lot of therapists in general who are educating people about trauma and the nervous system, which on one side is great, but on the darker side of that, there's a level of this happening that feels really overwhelming to my own nervous system when I look at it. And I think that is contributing to an epidemic, for lack of a better word, of toxic self-awareness. Especially in times of COVID, where people are on screens more than ever, and a lot of people who experience trauma are consuming a huge amount of unnecessarily fine, detailed information about the nervous system. And while they're collecting all this information for their intellectual brain, their bodies and nervous systems become more frozen, which is really ironic that learning so many fine details about how trauma impacts the nervous system and body can actually close down your body and keep you stuck or make you feel even worse. This is why I call it toxic self-awareness. And I think in the past, I would have been tempted to follow these trends and feel like, oh, I have to learn more. I have to be, you know, ahead of everyone else and provide even more information. I have to look as smart as everyone else. But the way that I use neuroscience in my programs is about 20% psychoeducation and 80% action. Because if we're only learning in our cognitive minds and not physically teaching our nervous systems and bodies the feeling and this state of safety and the ability to have new pleasurable experiences, then what's the point? I'm here to help people actually change the way they behave and feel physically, emotionally, relationally. And that requires so much more than learning intellectual information. And learning too much intellectual neuroscience can really also block people's healing too.
Certainly appreciate your visit with us here today. A lot of interesting information and insight shared, and I'm sure you've excited someone tuning in today. No doubt today we're speaking with Ori Krug, founder of Ori Krug, Inc. She is an award-winning board-certified dance movement therapist who helps individuals and couples who have experienced trauma repair their damaged relationships. Here on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Ori, how did you determine that using and understanding neuroscience would give you an edge over therapists who don't understand neuroscience?
It wasn't in my plan to become trained in the neuroscience behind trauma, and it's not something that I did to have an edge over other therapists. It happened by accident about 8 years ago. I started working with this amazing supervisor, Christina Devereaux, who is also a board certified dance therapist and educator. And she supported me through my work with psychiatric patients and children on the autism spectrum. And as she mentored me, she started reflecting back the neuroscience behind my work. So I'd explain to her what I did in session, how my clients reached these amazing breakthroughs, and then she'd explain deeper why my patients were reacting impulsively, and then how I was able to help them regulate their nervous systems. And I knew I was doing really great work with my clients. I just didn't really know how or why or how to explain it in a scientific way. And so I got really fascinated with the little bits that she shared with me that I started to seek out more thorough neuroscientific training that I still continue to maintain today because there's always new research coming out. And I love that it happened this way naturally because it's so important as a therapist and an entrepreneur that we do things out of passion first and not only because it's a smart business plan that will make us money.
And I like that response. That is one huge takeaway on this program in itself. Thanks for that. Now, as we conclude today, in an era of so many Me Too businesses, what advice can you provide to businesses in all types of industries about creating a competitive advantage and setting yourself apart in the space or industry that they are in?
I think it's related to what I've just shared. I really recommend following your true passion and voice. And your competitive edge will naturally come next. I spent way too much time and energy following the most popular trends and strategies that coaches told me would work because I so badly wanted to be successful. And those things might work for a while, and they did for me to an extent, but eventually I felt like it didn't feel right. It didn't feel like me. And if we're not happy or feeling genuinely proud and excited about our work and our business, then it's probably going to weigh on us and eventually make us feel empty. You know, if you have a successful business and a great income, but you feel empty on the inside, then kind of defeats the purpose, I think. So I'm currently in my most successful phase of my business after throwing away a lot of ideas and strategies and programs that worked to an extent, but made me feel unfulfilled. And I believe that I've been able to take these huge risks and leaps because, and believing in myself through it all because I've healed my trauma. Because in the past, when I was still being hijacked by my old trauma, I'd blame everything on myself. I'd be like, what's wrong with me? Why am I not able to be successful? Why is everyone else able to do it? And blaming myself for not being good enough is a lie that my abusers had me believe for almost 30 years. So that would be my advice above all, is to take the steps to heal your trauma, because whether it's the relationship with your partner, with your business, or with money, your trauma is going to eventually spill out in these areas of your life and most likely make you sabotage and simply not enjoy the love and wealth that's already literally right in front of you.
Well, Ori, once again, we want to thank you for your time and for joining us here today and to introduce what it is that you do through Ori Krug, Inc. If listeners wanted to connect with you or to get further details online, where's the best place to do so?
You can visit me at orietkrug.com. You'll see my services, my programs there, a lot of client testimonials written, and also video testimonials. Just to hear other people's stories can sometimes help us jump in and relate a little bit better too.
Sounds quite simple enough, and we'll leave that link to help listeners find you as well. Ori, all the best, and hopefully we can have you back on in the future right here on EPN. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Again, we've been speaking with Ori Krug, the founder of Ori Krug, Inc. She is an award-winning board-certified dance movement therapist who helps individuals and couples who have experienced trauma repair their damaged relationships. And once again, for all the details, visit orietkrug.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.